With today's community conversation being brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center, it is the Floyd County Conservation Connection. We have naturalist Heidi Reams joining us. Good morning, Heidi.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Well, I would ask how your day is going, but we have no snow, so I kind of figure how it's going.
Yeah, every time I hear you and Kay talk about the lack of snow or the weather coming up, I get a little sad as either one of you enjoy the white stuff.
Well, you know, it's not too bad. I guess it's not bad when it's not here. But, I mean, it could at least hold on until Cabin Fever Weekend. That's coming up here later on this month. Talk about what you have planned.
Well, I have big plans for Cabin Fever Weekend. If conditions are favorable, we are planning to bring back our biathlon, which, ironically, we had the last time there was a Winter Olympics, so that means it's been 4 years. But if we have enough snow, we will have that again this year, and that is a really fun event. It is cross-country skiing and BB gun shooting, and you will shoot standing up and laying down, just like they do in the Olympics. And it's just a lot of fun, and it's a neat way to try something new in the winter. And that is on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And for registration, you get all of the equipment you need and a shirt, a long-sleeve shirt to wear.
Nice. It's coming up once again, January 31st. And I believe there's prizes, too?
There are prizes. And you don't have to be a cross-country skier like an Olympian. The prizes are for the fastest times and the slowest times, as well as the best at shooting, and even a wild card pick, and that's picked by the volunteers that are out on the course. So it's fun for everyone, kids and adults.
Now, there should be an award in there for the best face plant, because I'd probably get that when it comes to skiing. But
I always tell people when they're skiing that what happens on the trail stays on the trail.
That's a good idea. Very good idea. So still time to get signed up for that. Where do you go to get signed up?
You would go on the fossilcenter.com website. That event is kind of ran through our Fossil and Prairie Conservation Foundation. So there's more information on their webpage for it. Or there's links across the county page as well.
Okay, good deal. Now, hunting season's over. Now, you do have hunters education courses coming up in mid to late March. Do you want to preview those?
Sure. So if you are over the age of 11, you can take a hunter's education course. We are offering technically two this year. We're trying something new. So we are doing our in-person class, which is from 8:30 until 4. You don't have to do anything ahead of time. You just come, and we will teach you everything you need to know to handle firearms safely and be a good ethical hunter, and then you take the test at the end of the day. For older students, there is the option to do a portion of the course online and attend what is called a Hunter's Education Field Day. If you do it that way, that event is held the same day, but you only need to attend in the afternoon. But you do need to bring a certificate saying that you have done the online portion. And all of that information is available on the Iowa DNR website, as well as registration is on there as well.
Excellent. Now I'm looking at the calendar of events. I see you have an owl hike later on this month.
Right. So owls get an early start on their nesting and starting spring activities. And so they are the most vocal towards the end of January and February. So I always do an owl hike. There is a money-back guarantee if we do not hear any owls. But it's a great time to do a hike in the dark. It's a whole different experience, and it's amazing what you will hear at night that you may have missed during the day.
That's an awesome idea, too. So learn more about the owl hike on the Floyd County Conservation website. And I can't end the interview without talking about spring and summer. I know you don't want to talk about it, but, you know, camping season is right around the corner. Plenty of campgrounds here in the county. Talk about that.
Right. If you are dreaming of the warm season, you can always make your reservation for your favorite campsite, whether it's Doshonic Recreation Area, Ackley Creek, or any of the others. And those reservations are available through mycountyparks.com, where you can sign up for all of our events. You can make a reservation for an RV site, a cabin, or if it's your turn to host the family reunion, there's even lodges available so that you don't have to clean up the house or the garage to host everybody.
Love it. So for more information, you can check out floydcoia.org. Click on Floyd County Conservation. You can also find them at mycountyparks.com. Choose Floyd County. And you're also on Facebook as well. Go to facebook.com and search for Floyd County Conservation. Anything to add, Heidi?
Nope. I just need everyone to wish for a little bit of snow for me so that we can do some more skiing. It doesn't have to last very long, but just, you know, a little bit would be nice.
Right. Yeah, better than nothing. We'll do our best. Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. Heidi Reams, once again, naturalist for Floyd County. You can learn more about Floyd County Conservation happenings on their Facebook page, Floyd County Conservation.